This next verse I want to share with you in Genesis, I think, is so vital and so important. And God says a tremendous statement here. Fear not, I am with you. What's he saying? God's answer to fear is an awareness of his presence in my life. God is my shield. God is my buckler. God is my protector. And I'm trusting him. Job, when Satan wanted to attack Job, he says, God, how can I attack Job? In chapter 1, you put your hedge of protection around him. I can't get through that hedge without your permission. And I believe that I'm surrounded with God's hedge. And I love what Warren Wiersbe says. When Satan shoots his flaming missiles towards me, they, first of all, have to pass through God. And when God allows that flaming missile to come into my life, it's no longer a destructive thing. It becomes the refining fire of God. And those refining fires are actually to get rid of some of the stuff in my life that is not pleasing to God, and it's not healthy or helpful for me as I walk with God. I just received this letter today before I started on this video, and it was so encouraging. It's from a lady, a wonderful lady who's had tremendous ministries to thousands of people. She said to us, P.S., I always remember you and your ministry, and your ministry to me personally in your home. Now, we were in a situation where to work with this dear saint of God would have been far better to do it in our home than where I was presently in ministry with a mission. And she came in our home and she loved my wife. My wife is very sweet, compassionate, very conservative. She would be what a Christian woman ought to be. And she said, I thank the Lord, after we were there, prayed with her and so on, I thank the Lord that I've been free from panic attacks ever since. And that was 30 years ago or longer. What a encouraging note. But it's for you. Fear is not of God. And fear usually comes in a person's life, if it's not like a snake or something like that. But it can come from, it's like worry over a long period of time can grow and grow till I become a fearful person. But how can I deal with fear? God says the answer is dwell in my presence. The whole key is will you trust God? Not if you, but will you trust God for this situation? And what causes fear is the uncertainty of the outcome. You know, I wish I knew. I wish I could control. I can't control it. Worriers try to control situations beyond their control with worry. And fear is not of God. The Word of God says God does not give us a spirit that causes fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And when I'm in fear, it's like my vision is clouded, and it colors everything. And we can't make good decisions for God when I'm making them from a platform of fear, because it's not of him. And one of the things that we ought to realize One of the greatest gifts for me, because let me tell you, I was a worrier and I had all kinds of fears. Even after I came to Christ, because fear was a part of my life all growing up, and so becoming a Christian, it didn't go away. It was still the way I dealt with situations where I could be rejected or whatever, and I would go into a fear mode. And the whole thing is, God wants me to have peace, love, power, and a sound mind. When I have peace, I have a sound mind. When I have fear, my mind is not going to make the right decisions. I mean, to get out of a burning house, we're not talking about that. But even that could be a good decision. I better leave. And what's the way out? So, if you want to deal with fear in your life, then you need to rediscover who God is and the promises of God for those that follow Him. And I think of some of the great martyrs, really phenomenal martyrs. The one who prayed for the King of England when he was being burnt at the stake. Wow. See, the people that have walked before us, godly people, also show us how they trusted God when their life was on the line. Remember, when you have fear, that is not of God. But God wants you to experience His inner peace. Jesus said, "My peace I leave unto you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." And fear comes out of a troubled heart, of a troubled situation. And I trust that just a few seeds from what we're saying can help you, because so many people and so many believers, it's sad, but so many of God's people are living and walking in fear, not faith. Trust Him. Bless you.